This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leaders Committee just returned home from their annual ag industry tour. I had a chance to catch up with Heath Houck, who's a young leader from the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, who went on the tour this year. He said the group went to Florida, and it was a great experience.
The Young Leaders Committee, they sponsor an ag industry tour every year, and we were fortunate enough this year, Neil Tester and myself, Montgomery County, sponsored our trip to go, and we went, we flew into Orlando on Tuesday morning of last week, and we started there, and we kind of looped around. We went down the East Coast and came back across to the West Coast, back up to Orlando where we flew out on this past Sunday, and we got to see several things that we don't see around in this area. We saw anything from a lot of cattle, which I know is in this area, but a lot of large ranches. We saw strawberry production, lettuce production, cabbage production, celery production, a lot of those things, vegetables, squash, watermelon. And we also got to see some tropical nurseries where they grow tropical plants for not only Florida, but for a lot of the tropical climates that are, and he was kind of an almost international business there, so we got to see that. Probably one of the neatest things we got to see was a sugarcane farm. We actually got to see sugarcane being harvested. Kind of from there, I was just, we were on the ground moving every day. We didn't stay in the same hotel, and we learned a lot of things, got to see a lot of things that probably wouldn't be able to see on an ordinary basis. And just to kind of give you a little rundown on the trip, there was about 32 young leaders from all the way across the state. We covered, it was a great group. We covered the whole age range. We had anywhere from 19 to 35 years old. And also, every corner of the state, we had someone that was right across from Paducah, Kentucky. And we had some that were just south of the Wisconsin border, Quad Cities. So, it was a great group, and we had a wonderful time.
Well, some of the crops that you mentioned you saw are definitely things that we don't produce around here. Now, does the growing season vary from ours? I assume some of those things were already growing and being harvested.
That's kind of funny that you say that because, the growing season basically never stops down there. It's pretty much one crop comes off, prepare the seed bed again, and go at it again. Just like an example with the strawberries, which was kind of surprising because around here we see those as a perennial crop. They actually will kill those strawberries off after 1 year of production, and their production year was running anywhere from basically they were harvesting from October to May, and then you have your planting and growing there from there, getting things ready. So it's pretty much a year-round process. There's a lot of different things going, as far as the way they rotate their crops, things because of certain diseases. They can't just keep continually planting things right back where they were in some cases. A good example of that was the watermelon farm. They have to move that around, and he was having problems trying to find, they're on like a 7-year rotation, and he was trying to get that moved around. Because we're not talking about our 2-acre, an acre even of watermelon. He was producing 120 acres of watermelon. So it's a pretty sizable, a sizable thing. One of the big things also, like with the orange trees, that was something that I didn't know anything about being from up here. I knew there was oranges in Florida, but they're fighting a serious disease down there called greening. And it's basically kills the trees down there, and their production of oranges, the grove that we went to, he had about 1,800 acres of orange trees. He was telling us that the production in Florida has gone from, in 2005, I believe it was, from about 240 million crates of oranges down to this year, they're hoping to get 69 million crates. So, the production of oranges in Florida is severely hurting right now, and they're trying to work on a cure for greening, but there's nothing at this point that is approved by the FDA or anything that is able to do that. So they're trying to branch out, even getting more diverse with blueberries, pears, peaches. So, yeah, the growing season, it's kind of crazy. It just, we think of it, we get a few months in the winter where we're doing paperwork and things, not necessarily have time off, but I mean, they are working nonstop, one crop after the other.
You kind of mentioned this with the disease of the oranges, they're trying to diversify. Did most of the farmers have one specific focus, like for instance they grew lettuce, or did they kind of dabble in different crops?
I mean, there was one lettuce farm that we went on. He had about 9,000 acres of lettuce, but generally these ranches that we visited was about 40,000 acres, and they had cattle, they raised blueberries, they had an orange grove on there, they had watermelon, they had squash. I mean, they had a whole vast majority of things, and that generally seemed to be kind of the way things were. They kind of had their hand in several different things. I know one where we saw the sugarcane country, they did a lot of, they had celery, they had lettuce, they had a lot of herbs. And so it wasn't necessarily, they weren't just growing one thing. One guy had cabbage. He also grew field corn, but he also did sweet corn. And then at the same time, he was growing mostly field corn for silage. There's a large dairy that we also toured there that had about 5,000 heads, and then he was growing silage for them. So it tends to be, they're pretty diverse. Some of them don't even relate. They cover a wide range. So
it sounds like for people that haven't been to Florida or who have been there and have been to the beach, there's a lot more going on than just the ocean and beaches.
Right, and I mean, myself, I've been to Florida several times, and, you know, it's, you generally associate Florida with a lot of people and your snowbirds that go down there in the wintertime to get away from the Illinois weather, the northern colder weather. And the center part of Florida is just a major area for agricultural production. We did a lot of, we were off the interstates. We rode on a lot of two-lane roads on our charter bus. And, I mean, it was just open country. Cattle, there's the one ranch that we went to, he told us that 10 of the top 25 ranches in size in the United States are from Florida. And the biggest ranch in Florida is about 400,000 acres. And we didn't tour that farm, and they didn't know, the one that we did tour, they weren't sure how many cows that they had. But to give you an idea of the ranch that we toured, it was about 40,000 acres, one of the ranches, I should say. It was about 40,000 acres, and they had about 7,500 cows. And that was only the mama cows. That didn't count the calves and the bulls that were on that farm also. The cattle industry was a totally different market down there. They have a lot of Brahman cattle that basically are able to survive through the, you know, the heat and the stress of that area. And so it was interesting to get away and get to see those type of things that, you know, that you don't ordinarily see. And we feel like up here in Illinois that we have a lot of challenges with corn and soybeans. And coming home from there, I'm almost kind of glad that I feel good about being a corn and soybean farmer, because they're fighting a lot more serious battles, I feel like, than we are here in Illinois.
Well, this sounds like a really great trip, and you got to see and do a lot of things, but is there maybe one thing that you learned, or one thing that was the biggest eye-opener for you after going on the trip?
Probably the most interesting to me was the last year, Neil and I, again, were also fortunate enough to tour Louisiana, and they had a big sugarcane market over there also, but we kind of hit it at the wrong time of year, and we didn't get to see the equipment actually in the field working. And to be able to see the sugarcane harvest going on was very interesting. We got to see them actually, we were basically in the field when they were harvesting sugarcane. And we not only got to see them harvest the sugar cane, but we got to see it moving to the mill. And there was a local sugar mill actually right there. And we didn't get to go in the mill, but we got a tour of it, you know, just to be able to see it up close and personal. And, I mean, that's the thing about that trip, is we can sit here and talk about it. And you can talk to farmers from Louisiana, or you can talk to farmers from Florida about orange groves or whatever it is. But actually getting to see it firsthand is a totally different thing.
Heath Houck, Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leader and Farmer from Nokomis. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.